Dying, that's a private thing. That ain't something you do in shackles. That ain't something you do in a visiting room. You know, that's something you do with just your family.
Tears filled James Orsburn's eyes during a recent interview at the Fox Lake Correctional Institution. He walks with a cane now and has to use a colostomy bag to relieve himself. He was diagnosed with colon cancer soon after he went to prison 9 years ago for molesting his 15-year-old niece. Now the cancer has spread to his liver and it's not responding to chemotherapy. His mother Sharon says in November, a UW cancer specialist who's been treating him gave him less than 5 months to live.
My biggest fear is that we won't get him home before he dies, and I don't want him to die in prison. I want him out.
Despite the fact that Orsburn's niece has forgiven him and written the parole board supporting his release, he's keenly aware that because he committed a sex crime, it's likely he'll spend most of his last days in prison.
They want people with sex crimes under the prison, not in them. You know, and you can't blame them. Some of these guys get out and they go right back to the way they do things.
But Orsburn says both his health and changes he's made in prison are a guarantee he won't repeat his crime.
I had touched the breasts of my 15-year-old niece, but I had always, always admitted to my wrong. I have never tried to cover it up. I have never tried to hide it. That's what got me 25 years.
With that long a sentence, Orsburn couldn't enroll in sex offender treatment programs before his cancer started spreading. Prison rules require offenders to wait until a year before their release date to begin treatment. But Orsburn talked his way into the program anyway, and he says he's learned to take full responsibility for what he did.
Look what it did to everybody, you know, to your entire family, not just you, not just her. And once I got it in my head that it was me, and I had to do something, I started turning things around.
But the public is skeptical of such claims by sex offenders, and the prison system has tailored its compassionate release requirements so that few can take advantage of it. Former parole board chair Leonard Wells granted more compassionate releases to terminally ill inmates than any parole chair before him, but he says he granted only one to a sex offender.
And the doctor was pretty much assured me before he'd get out the gate he was dead. Guess what? He was out a week. And I'm not saying it to be flippant. I'm just saying that's what it is. You're taking a hell of a risk when you use a medical diagnosis for a sex offender, and I mean sex offender, to say that this person should be put in someone's neighborhood. I don't care if that person is 90 years old.
Public safety has to be the first priority in releasing any prisoner, according to Fox Lake Warden Jodine Depish. So the risk that dying prisoners may commit new crimes means few get released. She says the longer prison terms required by truth in sentencing means the number of terminally ill inmates is rising, and so is the cost of caring for them.
We've got approximately 23,000 people incarcerated in the Wisconsin prison system on any given day, and out of that, we only have 62 beds that are infirmary or hospital beds, and that's over at Dodge Correctional Institution. So, you know, do the math. The resources, you know, are pretty slim.
Next week, a panel of sex offender experts will review Orsburn's case to determine if he poses too great a threat to the public to go home and die. It's the last step in the process before the warden and the parole board decide whether to give him a ticket home. If he fails, he could end up in a new two-bed hospice unit at the Dodge Correctional Institution that will be opening soon. But Warden Depish says with the number of terminally ill prisoners rising, those beds could soon be in high demand. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.